Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Audio fails at high school game, and then Dad stands up and belts out the national anthem. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A dad sings the national anthem impromptu at a high school basketball game after the sound system fails. And the talented man not only stunned the crowd with his amazing voice, but saved the day in this positive news story too. Trenton Brown was just one of many spectators ready to cheer on the Waverly High Tigers as they faced off against the Portsmouth West High Senators in West Portsmouth, Ohio. But he was also the hero of the day. This dad sang a flawless version of the national anthem on the fly that had the whole crowd cheering. As the two high school basketball teams lined up for the national anthem, something went wrong. A recording of the Star-Spangled Banner was supposed to start playing, but the speakers blared nothing but silence instead. After several awkward moments of silence, it became clear the sound system was having some technical difficulties. And that's when Trenton Brown received a nudge from his wife. "I looked over at the announcer, and the music didn't play, Trenton explained. "I looked over, and he was getting a little frustrated. My wife gave me a little nudge and said, 'Sing.' And sing he did. Though this dad sings and plays music in his spare time, he'd never performed the national anthem solo. It's challenging enough to sing along with the music. So to do an impromptu a cappella performance with no warning, that's impressive." God clearly put Trenton Brown in the right place at the right time to save the day. Johnny Foothy, whose son is teammates with Trenton's son, filmed the incredible moment. He brought about everyone in the gym to tears when he saved the day by standing up in the crowd and singing the anthem, Johnny said. Johnny also said the video only captured Trenton's voice, but he says the whole crowd also joined the dad in singing the national anthem, making for a beautiful, spontaneous moment. "I posted it because I was like, the world needs to see this," Johnny said. "We never know when God is going to call us on to use our talents, but when he does, let's pray we all boldly answer the call, just as this dad did. As each has received a gift, employ it in serving one another, as good managers of the grace of God in its various forms." 1 Peter 4:10.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Twin sisters' DNA test results uncover a dark family mystery involving their dad's true identity. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Audrey Bell certainly didn't expect good to come from her and her twin sister's DNA test results, as it uncovered a dark family mystery involving their dad's true identity. But God can do some pretty incredible things, and often when you least expect it. He can create good out of any situation. Audrey hopped on the internet one afternoon to order a DNA test for her triplets. She wanted to know which one of them was fraternal and which were truly identical. But when she looked closer at the ancestry listed when she got the report, she thought it was strange their heritage was not Italian. Audrey and her twin sister, Cynthia McFadden, had also been told they were Italian, and their father was proud of it. Naturally, it led Cynthia to take the DNA test too. Similarly, she was surprised to see that she also had no Italian heritage. The family assumed the first result was just a glitch, but this was the third DNA test, revealing they were not Italian at all. By then, their father, Richard Palmadesso, had passed away, taking any possible answers with him. So the sisters sought answers from their closest living relative, a first cousin. He also took the DNA test, and it confirmed the sisters' suspicions. They were not related to their father's side of the family. As the mystery deepened, Audrey turned back to the test results and began combing through DNA match profiles. She found she had matched with a man named Tom Martin with a 22% match. This meant Tom was either an uncle or grandfather. The family wanted understanding and closure, so they reached out to Tom. What the sisters learned next was bittersweet. Tom had been desperate to find his baby brother his entire life. He recounted the tale to Audrey and Cynthia. On July 9, 1945, Tom's little brother Jerry was kidnapped. Both Tom and Jerry had been out riding bikes that day when the brothers were approached by a woman offering candy. Jerry went off with the woman to get the candy, but he never returned. The sisters wondered, could their father, who they knew their entire lives as Richard Palmadesso, actually be Jerry Martin? They exchanged photos of their father with Tom and were struck by the similarities, but it didn't stop there. Audrey and Cynthia learned Tom loved coconut cake, movies, and acting just as much as their father did. They all put a theory together. Their grandmother, Isabel Palmadesso, may have been desperate enough to kidnap Jerry in order to produce the son her husband, Angelo, was expecting. At the time, Angelo had been serving in the war and had been absent for more than 2 years. They began to speculate she may have miscarried. The grief and anxiety about Angelo's return may have driven her to kidnap Jerry, rename him, and tell him he was 2 years old instead of four. It was certainly possible, but Isabel died when Richard was 12. He was then sent to live with his uncle Jack Palmadesso, and the family didn't stay in touch with Richard's father or that side of the family. This strange, dark secret actually brought some closure. The sisters say their dad seemed to have suffered from constant anxiety and bipolar disorder, and they think perhaps his mental health was a result of the childhood trauma of being kidnapped. How Jerry ended up becoming Richard will remain a mystery, but the sisters are thankful for the new family connections and meeting Tom, and he's grateful to know his brother was alive and had a family. Today, Tom, his wife, Mary, Audrey, and Cynthia are in constant contact. Some might call their discovery a chance encounter or a tragic coincidence. But there was no chance involved. It was God bringing closure for Tom and creating deeper family roots for Cynthia and Audrey. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Psalm 27:10.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.